وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين.
Translation: And if you, Arab pagans, Jews and Christians, are in doubt concerning that which we have sent down, that is the Quran, to our servant Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then produce a surah, that is chapter, of the like thereof, and call your witnesses, that is supporters and helpers, besides Allah, if you are truthful. But if you do it not, then you can never do it. Then fear the fire, that is hell, whose fuel is men and stones, prepared for the disbelievers. The next topic is the message of Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true. Allah begins to prove the truth of prophethood after he stated that there is no deity worthy of worship except him. Allah said to the disbelievers, "And if you, Arab pagans, Jews and Christians, are in doubt concerning that which we have sent down, that is the Quran, to our servant," meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "then produce a surah, that is chapter," meaning similar to what he brought to you. Hence, if you claim that what he was sent with did not come from Allah, then produce something similar to what he has brought to you, using the help of anyone you wish instead of Allah. However, you will not be able to succeed in this quest. Ibn Abbas said that your witnesses means aids. Also, As-Suddi reported that Abu Malik said that the ayah means your partners, meaning some other people to help you in that, meaning then go and seek the help of your deities to support and aid you. Also, Mujahid said, and call your witnesses, means people, meaning wise and eloquent men who will provide the testimony that you seek. The next topic is the challenge. Allah challenged the disbelievers in various parts of the Quran. For instance, Allah said in Surah Al-Qasas, Chapter 28, verse 49, "Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then bring a book from Allah, which is a better guide than these two, the Torah, that is Torah, and the Quran, that I may follow it, if you are truthful." Also Allah said in Surah Al-Isra, Chapter 17, verse 88, "Say, if mankind and the jinn were together to produce the like of this Quran, they could not produce the like thereof, even if they helped one another." Allah said in Surah Hud, that is chapter 11, verse 13 Al-Quran, "Or they say, he, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, forged it," that is the Quran. "Say, bring you then 10 forged surahs, that is chapters like it, and call whomsoever you can, other than Allah, for your help, if you speak the truth." And in Surah Yunus, chapter 10, verses 37 and 38, "And this Quran is not such as could ever be produced by other than Allah, Lord of the heavens and the earth, but it is a confirmation of the revelation which was before it, that is the Torah and the Injil, and a full explanation of the book, that is laws decreed for mankind, wherein there is no doubt from the Lord of all that exists. Or do they say, he, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, has forged it? Say, bring then a surah, that is chapter like it, and call upon whomsoever you can besides Allah, if you are truthful." All these ayat were revealed in Mecca. Allah also challenged the disbelievers in ayat that were revealed in Al-Madinah. In this ayah, Allah said, "And if you, Arab pagans, Jews and Christians, are in raib," meaning doubt, "concerning that which we have sent down," that is the Quran, "to our servant," meaning Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then produce a surah, that is chapter, the like thereof, meaning similar to the Qur'an. This is the tafsir of Mujahid, Qatada, Ibn Jarir al-Tabari, al-Zamakhshari, and al-Razi. Al-Razi said that this is the tafsir of Umar, Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Abbas, al-Hasan al-Basri, and the majority of the scholars. And he gave preference to this view and mentioned the fact that Allah has challenged the disbelievers as individuals and as groups, whether literate or illiterate, thus making the challenge truly complete. This type of challenge is more daring than simply challenging the disbelievers who might not be literate or knowledgeable. This is why Allah said, "Bring you then 10 forged surahs, that is chapters like it." Chapter 11, verse 13, Al-Quran. And Allah also said, "They could not produce the like thereof." Chapter 17, verse 88, Al-Quran. Therefore, this is a general challenge to the Arab disbelievers, the most eloquent among all nations. Allah challenged the Arab disbelievers both in Makkah and Al-Madina several times, especially since they had tremendous hatred and enmity for the Prophet ﷺ and his religion. Yet, they were unable to succeed in answering the challenge. And this is why Allah said, "But if you do it not, and you can never do it," indicating that they will never be able to answer the challenge. This is another miracle in that Allah clearly stated without doubt that the Quran will never be opposed or challenged by anything similar to it for eternity. This is a true testament that has not been changed until the present and shall never be changed. How can anyone be able to produce something like the Quran when the Quran is the word of Allah who created everything? How can the words of the created ever be similar to the words of the creator? The next topic is the examples of the miracle of the Quran. Whoever reads through the Quran will realize that it contains various levels of superiority through both the apparent and hidden meanings that it mentions. Allah said, "Alif Lam Ra." This is a book, the verses whereof are perfect in every sphere of knowledge, etc. And then explained in detail from one Allah, who is wise and well acquainted with all things. Chapter 11, verse 1, Al-Quran. So the expressions in the Quran are perfect and its meanings are explained. Further, every word and meaning in the Quran is eloquent and cannot be surpassed. The Quran also mentioned the stories of the people of the past, and these accounts and stories occurred exactly as the Quran stated. Also, the Quran commanded every type of righteousness and forbade every type of evil, just as Allah stated, "And the word of your Lord has been fulfilled in truth and in justice." Chapter 6, verse 115, Al-Quran, meaning, true in the stories it narrates and just in its laws. The Quran is true, just, and full of guidance. It does not contain exaggerations, lies, or falsehood, unlike Arabic and other types of poems that contained lies. These poems conform with the popular statement, "The most eloquent speech is the one that contains the most lies." Sometimes one would find a long poem that mainly contains descriptions of women, horses, or alcohol. Or the poem might contain praise or the description of a certain person, horse, camel, war, incident, fair, lion, or other types of items and objects. Such praise or descriptions do not bring any benefit, except shed light on the poet's ability to clearly and eloquently describe such items. Yet, one will only be able to find one or two sentences in many long poems that elaborate on the main theme of the poem, while the rest of the poem contains insignificant descriptions and repetitions. As for the Quran, it is entirely eloquent in the most perfect manner, as those who have knowledge in such matters and understand Arabic methods of speech and expressions concur. When one reads through the stories in the Quran, he will find them fruitful, whether they were in extended or short forms, repeated or not. The more these stories are repeated, the more fruitful and beautiful they become. The Quran does not become old when one repeats reciting it, nor do the scholars ever get bored with it. When the Quran mentions the subject of warning and promises, it presents truths that would make solid, firm mountains shake. So what about the comprehending, understanding hearts? When the Quran promises, it opens the hearts and the ears, making them eager to attain the abode of peace, that is paradise, and to be the neighbors of the throne of the most beneficent. For instance, on the subject of promises and encouragement, the Quran said, "No person knows what is kept hidden for them of joy as a reward for what they used to do." Chapter 32, verse 17, Al-Quran. "And there will be therein all that inner selves could desire, and all that eyes could delight in, and you will abide therein forever." Chapter 43, verse 71, Al-Quran. On the subject of warning and discouragement, "Do you then feel secure that he will not cause a side of the land to swallow you up?" Chapter 17, verse 68, Al-Quran. "And do you feel secure that he who is over the heaven, that is Allah, will not cause the earth to sink with you, and then it should quake? Or do you feel secure that he who is over the heaven, that is Allah, will not send against you a violent whirlwind? Then you shall know how terrible has been my warning." Chapter 67, verses 16 and 17, Al-Quran. On the subject of threats, the Quran said, "So we punished each of them for his sins." Chapter 29, verse 40, Al-Quran. Also, on the subject of soft advice, the Quran said, "Tell me, even if we do let them enjoy for years, and afterwards comes to them that punishment which they had been promised, all that with which they used to enjoy shall not avail them." Chapter 26, verses 205 to 207, Al-Quran. There are many other examples of the eloquence, beauty, and benefits of the Quran. When the Quran is discussing laws, commandments, and prohibitions, it commands every type of righteous, good, pleasing, and beneficial act. It also forbids every type of evil, disliked, and immoral act. Ibn Mas'ud and other scholars of the Salaf said, "When you hear what Allah said in the Quran, such as, 'O you who believe,' then listen with full attention, for it either contains a type of righteousness that Allah is enjoining or an evil that He is forbidding. For instance, Allah said, 'He, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, commands them from al-ma'ruf, that is Islamic monotheism, and all that Islam has ordained, and forbids them from al-munkar, that is disbelief, polytheism of all kinds, and all that Islam has forbidden. He allows them as lawful at-tayyibat, that is all good and lawful things, and prohibits them as unlawful al-khabaith, that is all evil and unlawful things. He releases them from their heavy burdens and from the fetters, that is bindings, that were upon them." Chapter 7, verse 157, Al-Quran. When the ayat mentioned resurrection and the horrors that will occur on the day, and paradise, and the fire and the joys, and safe refuge that Allah prepared for His loyal friends, or torment and hell for His enemies, these ayat contain glad tidings or warnings. The ayat then call to perform good deeds and avoid evil deeds, making the life of this world less favorable and the hereafter more favorable. They also establish the correct methods and guide to Allah's straight path and just legislation, all the while ridding the hearts of the evil of the cursed devil. The next topic is, the Quran is the greatest miracle given to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The two Sahihs recorded that Abu Hurairah said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Every prophet was given a miracle, the type of which brings mankind to faith. What I was given is a revelation that Allah sent down to me, yet I hope that I will have the most following on the day of resurrection." This is the wording narrated by Muslim. The Prophet ﷺ stated that among the prophets he was given a revelation, meaning he was especially entrusted with the miraculous Quran that challenged mankind to produce something similar to it. As for the rest of the divinely revealed books, they were not miraculous according to many scholars. Allah knows best. The Prophet ﷺ was also aided with innumerable signs and indications that testify to the truth of his prophethood and what he was sent with. All thanks and praise is due to Allah. The next topic is meaning of stones. Allah said, "Then fear the fire, that is hell, whose fuel is men and stones, prepared for the disbelievers." Chapter 2, verse 24, Al-Quran. Fuel is wood or similar substances used to start and feed a fire. Similarly, Allah said, "And as for the Qasithun, disbelievers who deviated from the right path, they shall be firewood for hell." Chapter 72, verse 15, Al-Quran. And certainly, you, that is disbelievers, and that which you are worshipping now, besides Allah, are but fuel for hell. Surely, you enter it. Had these idols been Aliha, that is gods, they would not have entered there, that is hell, and all of them will abide therein. Chapter 21, verses 98-99, Al-Quran. The stones mentioned here are the giant, rotten, black, sulfuric stones that become the hottest when heated. May Allah save us from this evil end. It was also reported that the stones mentioned here are the idols and rivals that were worshipped instead of Allah. Just as Allah said, "Certainly you, that is disbelievers, and that which you are worshipping now besides Allah, are but fuel for hell." Chapter 21, verse 28. Allah's statement, "prepared for the disbelievers," it appears most obvious that it refers to the fire that is fueled by men and stones, and it also may refer to the stones themselves. There is no contradiction between these two views, because they are dependent upon each other. Prepared means it is kept and will surely touch those who disbelieve in Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibn Ishaq narrated that Muhammad said that Ikrimah or Sa'id bin Jubair said that Ibn Abbas said, "prepared for the disbelievers," meaning for those who embrace the disbelief that you disbelievers have embraced. The next topic is Jahannam, that is hellfire, exists now. Many of the Imams of the Sunan used this ayah to prove that the fire exists now. This is because Allah said, "prepared," meaning prepared and kept. There are many hadiths on this subject. For instance, the Prophet ﷺ said, "Paradise and the fire had an argument." Also, the Prophet ﷺ said, "The fire sought the permission of her Lord. She said, 'O my Lord, some parts of me consumed the other parts,' and Allah allowed her two periods to exhale, one in winter and one in summer." Also, there is a hadith which recorded from Ibn Mas'ud that the companions heard the sound of a falling object. When they asked about it, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This is a stone that was thrown from the top of Jahannam 70 years ago, but only now reached its bottom." This hadith is in Sahih Muslim. There are many hadiths which are mutawatir, that is narrated by many different chains of narrations on this subject, such as the hadith about the eclipse prayer, the night of Isra, etc. Allah's statements, "then produce a surah, that is chapter of the like thereof." Chapter 2, verse 23. And a surah, that is chapter like it. Chapter 10, verse 38, Al-Quran. This includes the short and long surahs of the Quran. Therefore, the challenge to creation stands with regards to both the long and short surahs. And there is no disagreement that I know of on this fact between the scholars of old and new. Before he became Muslim, Amr bin al-As met Musaylimah the liar, who asked him, What has recently been revealed to your fellow, that is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Mecca? Amr said, a short yet eloquent surah. He asked, what is it? He said, translation, by al-Asr, that is the time, verily, man is in loss. Chapter 103, verses 1 to 2, Al-Quran. Musaylimah fought for a while and said, a similar surah was also revealed to me. Amr asked, what is it? He said, O Wabar, O Wabar, that is a wild cat. You are but 2 years and a chest, and the rest of you is unworthy and thin. Amr said, by Allah, you know that I know that you're lying.